It is Sunday at the Pitchfork Music Festival. It's 4 p.m. and I'm sitting with Cassie from the Vivian Girls.
Hi.
There you go. Cassie's in one of the most touted bands at this festival. They've only been together for a few years. They have a few releases, Garage Rock Respectability. They're a mixture between the Shangri-Las, Nirvana, the Wipers. I like to think of them as My Bloody Valentine, which mixed with the Ronettes. Is that a decent apt description?
Sure.
Okay. One of the things I liked about the band is occasionally you'll play a Squire Telecaster. And I've never seen anyone that is good play a Squire anything. Why do you stick with a Squire?
That guitar is sentimental value to me. One of my best friends sold it to me, and he passed away recently. And I think it's a very good looking guitar. I like the color a lot, and I think it sounds really cool and unique.
It does sound unique. It's just kind of effect where a band would spend $1,000 to get a $40 sounding guitar.
Yeah.
What's the goal for the band? You're playing a big festival, but I highly doubt that 2 years ago you thought you'd be doing this.
Yeah, I never thought in my life that I'd be playing a festival like Pitchfork.
But what do you what do you want to happen now?
What do you mean?
Both. Well, you're starting this new band, correct?
Yeah.
And you still want to play with the Vivian Girls, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so in an ideal world in 5 years, what are you doing?
Probably still in Vivian Girls, playing music with my friends on the side, but Vivian Girls is my number one commitment in my life. So any other band that I start is going to be more of a fun thing, side project.
Why did you start playing guitar?
Because I wanted to be like Courtney Love and Shirley Manson.
Do you still want to be like Courtney Love and Shirley Manson?
No, not particularly. Actually, I have no idea. I have no idea what Shirley Manson's up to these days. But I don't really want to end up like Courtney Love. Although I do think she was great as the front woman for Hole. So yeah, she was definitely a big inspiration when I was 13 years old, learning to play guitar.
So you got your first guitar at 13.
Yes.
Did you take lessons?
Yes.
Do you recommend taking lessons?
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you the truth. I didn't always practice. But I think if anything, my guitar lessons helped me with music theory a lot, and helped me learn a lot of different chords. And that's the part of taking guitar lessons that really stuck with me. I'm not very good at soloing because I never practiced intense soloing because it didn't interest me. But what interested me was learning how songs are put together. So I would just practice playing my favorite songs.
What were your favorite songs at the time? Was it a lot of Hole and stuff?
Yeah, like Hole, Nirvana, Blink-182. I liked emo from the 90s. I liked the Get Up Kids and like Braid and stuff.
Do you think you're going to see Blink-182 on their current tour?
I'd really like to, yeah.
Do you think that's ironic at all?
No, I actually legitimately love Blink-182, and they're one of the few bands that whenever somebody puts them on in the van, everybody is excited.
All right. If there's anybody you guys could tour with, who would you tour with?
The Blacklips.
Why?
They're in a similar genre as us, and they're really good at what they do.
Okay. If you could have been produced by anyone ever, who would you have been produced by?
Phil Ramone.
Why?
He produced Burt Bacharach Records. I think he's a really cool producer. I love the way that his records sound. And it's completely different from the way we sound. I think it would be a really interesting thing to have him produce us.
Doing interviews like this, is it highly uncomfortable, or are you slowly getting used to it?
Getting used to it.
Did you ever want to do things like this?
I never didn't want to do things like this, but I never thought that this is what my life would become. But I'm into it. I think it's really fun.
How is living in Brooklyn?
It's great. It's the best place in the world.
I would highly disagree.
Do you live there?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Do you ever plan on moving from there, or do you think that that's a good source for music? Do you think you'd sound like you do if you didn't live in Brooklyn?
It's hard to say. My guess is no, I don't think we would sound exactly how we sound, because I don't know. I think a lot of things would be different if we didn't live in Brooklyn. It's really hard to judge that. But I don't think I'm going to move away anytime soon. I always daydream about moving to LA, just taking it easy for a few years. But I think New York is ultimately where I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
What's the best part about Brooklyn?
The community. And I don't know. The way that everybody's
No, don't even, no need to apologize. This is what your like 10th interview in like an hour or something.
Yeah.
No, you're good. Now that you're playing a festival like this, do you enjoy it as much as if you were attending it, or is it a completely different experience?
To be honest, I probably wouldn't attend a festival like this because I'd probably just rather like sit at home or like walk around the city or do my own thing. But I enjoy playing festivals like this.
Well, you were here all 3 days, correct?
I wasn't here on Friday. I was here yesterday and today.
Did you get to check anybody out, or were you just working the whole time?
I saw the Blacklifts, saw Matt and Kim for like 3 songs. I actually think that's about all that I saw, unfortunately. Yeah. There's a lot more people that I was planning on seeing, but I just like got sidetracked a lot.
Now that you're touring so often, is it harder to write songs?
No. I just write songs when I'm home.
How often are you home nowadays?
I guess maybe half the year, it's not bad at all.
What's the best place to play?
What's that?
Best place that you've played?
City or venue?
Both.
Okay. Best city, I have to say, I really like Austin, and I like the best venue. Oh, there's this venue in Birmingham, Alabama called the Bottle Tree,
okay.
Which is really good. I highly recommend it to any touring band. It's a great venue to play in as a band. The sound is really good, and you get this like little trailer to hang out in, this Airstream trailer in the back. It's a really fantastic experience, and we played there, and there were only like 7 people there, but we still loved it.
It's wonderful. You're of a kind of a band. I like to think that you're a kind of band. The same way Nirvana was a kind of a band that really inspires younger people to start playing guitar. Would you agree? That's a weird question. It's more of a statement. I apologize. If you could inspire anybody, what's the goal? Who would you want to inspire?
I guess I would want to inspire middle school girls to start playing guitar, I guess.
Do you think it's harder for a woman to be in a band like this? Or in a band in general, I should say.
Yeah, I think a lot of girls get discouraged, because I remember when I started being interested in playing guitar, my mom thought that it was a bad idea. I specifically remember her telling me that me playing guitar would never amount to anything, that it would just kind of be a waste of time. And I think a lot of girls get that kind of attitude, maybe like either from their parents or from their peers or from you know, just watching MTV and seeing, you know, the only real female musicians are like singers, really, for the most part. I think it's harder for women to get into music, but I think I highly encourage it to any girl that's thinking about it.
Is it easier playing in a band with 2 other females?
It's no different from playing in a band with 2 other men.
Really? Just alone? Okay, I played in bands with females and males. I think it's a lot easier to play with females than with males. I mean, it doesn't smell as much, and it doesn't seem to be as much ego. I mean...
Yeah. I guess maybe there's something to that. I've been in bands with all guys, and it's been really fun, and this band's also really fun. So I think every band that I've been in has been easy to be in.
Do you guys ever want to be in a major label?
No.
Do you think would it actually help you in any way?
I don't think so. Not in this day and age.
How was In the Red? Are you glad you're on it? Did you have a say in that, or did they approach you?
They approached us. I think it's one of the best labels around today. I'm super proud to be on In the Red. I think Larry is really good at running his label. He's good at business, but he also really cares about his bands, and he legitimately only signs bands that he loves, which I think is really respectable. So I think In the Red is like fantastic label to be on. I love it.
If there's one band that you know about that most people don't and you want to recommend, who would that band be?
This band Yellow Fever from Austin. It's a female-fronted band. She has a really beautiful and unique voice. It's very minimalist, but she's also a great songwriter. Very, really, really good.
That's wonderful. One weird last question.
Okay.
You're going to be playing a festival. Have you played this festival? Have you played a festival this large before?
We played larger festivals. We played Primavera and Coachella, which were both really, really big.
Do you approach this differently at all because it's this, or is it no different than a club show for you guys?
It's definitely different than a club show. It's undeniably different, but we're going to play the same way that we would play at a club.